inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe.
Another type of harvest is possible this time of year, aside from the vegetables and fruit from our garden, berry patch or trees. Flowers and some vegetables, for example, may be going to seed right about now. With us on the line to tell us more is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
Well, first of all, what type of things can we gather seeds from in our yard?
Well, a lot of flowers, the perennial flowers particularly, well, even annuals, I suppose, if the gardener isn't deadheading them as they go to keep the annuals going. I know folks who save seeds from their nasturtiums, and those can actually be pickled. The green seeds of nasturtium can actually be pickled and used, I understand, though I have not done this, like capers. But anyway, they're nice big seeds. And normally, to keep our nasturtiums going, we would want to be removing the spent flowers. But perennials are something that very often we may buy the plants in the springtime and plant them in our garden. But we can also, if we have a particularly nice one, certain things like columbines or delphiniums, which are blooming vigorously now, but they're also finishing. Some of them have green seed pods on them. And again, if we want more, there's a cheap way to grow more of our own by collecting the seeds, saving them in the right conditions until late winter, early spring, when we might plant them in pots underneath our lights, get them going, and then put them out in the garden, and suddenly we have, from one plant that we may have in the garden, we can get hundreds and hundreds more plants, and then that leads to shameless commerce like mine.
And what about some vegetables in our patch?
Some can be saved, and again, that's where we need to determine, I mean, look at the seed packets or the catalogs, whether they were hybrids or not. That is, whether man has already hybridized a couple of different varieties to get a particular variety of broccoli, say, or mustard seeds, or kale, or tomatoes. All of those do bolt at some point in their life cycle. I've got kale flowering now in my garden. Of course, the tomatoes are ripening in my greenhouse. So we can take those seed pods once they do get mature, assuming we're leaving them on, and save those by bringing them indoors and put them on something like a cookie sheet or pie pans, depending on how much you have of the seed pods, letting them complete their maturity, dry out, and then we clean the seeds from the pods and make sure they're good and dry. And that can be just literally leaving them out in the house to dry for a week or two before we put them into either small jars, or we put them in plastic bags, but they should then go into a jar. And I store mine in a refrigerator, so then until I want to use them later on.
Do you want to just extract the pod, or you want to leave some substantial part of the plant or the stem when you take it from your garden?
Sure. Well, out here in the garden, say with kale, which has some of these things can have a seed stalk that's 5 feet tall or more, some of those I'll actually I'll cut those off and put them into buckets initially to dry out, or they may go into my garage also just because they take up a lot of space until the seed pods complete their drying. And usually it's when I cut the stem off, I'll put them in upside down into that bucket so that the seeds may fall out into the bottom of the bucket. Columbine seeds. Or think about delphiniums, which, of course, again, have 5 to 6 foot tall stems. I'll take the upper 2 or 3 feet of the more mature pods that are ideally out in the garden. They should be starting, at least the lower one should be starting to turn brown. And then they will usually continue to ripen. And the pods will start to open up the tops. Same thing with columbine. Some of those right now are already turning brown. Blue poppies. I mean, nobody has too many blue poppies that I know of. And they, too, those pods are starting to turn brown, the ones that flowered earliest. The tops start to open up. So you can either just shake the ripe seeds out. Others you have to kind of squeeze and crush the pods and shake them out over a pan or something like that to get them out as they ripen. And then decide how many you want to save and, again, take care of them. So you dry them enough. So when you put them into a bag and or a jar and into the refrigerator, that there isn't too much moisture left, that they may get moldy.
Oh, and what about one of those little drying seed packets that you find in shoes and clothes and that sort of thing? Would that work?
Well, yeah, some of those can potentially work too. I mean, usually by the time we get them, they usually have been, you know, used up. But if those can be gently warmed on a pan in an oven on a low temperature to evaporate off the moisture that was in them, as long as they're not plastic packets.
Okay.
That can work, and put them in the jars with the seeds.
Okay, Ed, we got to go. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.